Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go. Yeah. Ghetto children singing. See, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all them. Gotta use it only if necessary. Homie, vestige is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind of beauty of life. But when my mom said again, you could be Christ. I wasn't old enough to hold my D&P right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training and difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The army's a school, teaching smart ways to go. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud. Sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals I build. With dudes and cribs worth a quarter mil and Dick's Hill. For fish scales the cops, huh? The time come, I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holsters. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Of the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. A black gorilla, crib and blood and one only. Just know my face, I be the case. But the wish at the police, look at the name Lake. Go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new Huey
Newton. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. Of what we fight for, my heart goes to you beautiful wife in war.
Enlist and more and talk less. Watch all and trust none. Demand your respect and be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice and freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule the strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare is warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. The struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mitch Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Free the Soledad Brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson, sorry about your brother.
They will live to regret it. I'll see you today.
Ah!
Yeah, my hurts.
Starring Gary Dordan from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Free the line. Revolutionary greetings. Welcome to another edition of Jordan Mission Radio. I'm your host, Umani Shakir, where our goal is a fivefold. Our first goal, to eradicate false illiteracy among new African prisoners. Our second goal, to eradicate cultural ignorance among new African prisoners. Our third goal, to transform the criminal mentality to new African mentality. Our fourth goal, to assist in the rebuilding and stabilization of new African communities. Our fifth goal is prepare a new African prisoner for release, reduce new African recidivism. Our overall goal, transferring the whole prison industrial slave complex to the prison system, to the bigger institutional learning through educational means. I'd like thank everybody for finding out Broxy 2014. I'd like to salute everybody who currently educating themselves in their community respectfully in their organization, their collective, their environment, their cadres. You know, I'd like to salute everybody. Before I bring on a guest, I'd like to go a couple of events that happened in history during this week. On November 20th, 1695, Zumi das Palmares, who was a Brazilian leader, dies in the struggle. 1865, the 20th through the 25th, New African Hair Protest Convention and Zion Church in Charleston demanded equal rights and repeal of the Black Code. 1873, New York City New African from a Vigilant Committee formed a Vigilant Committee to prevent the kidnapping and injury of New African people. In 1923, Garrett Morgan, a inventor, received patent for the traffic signals. In 1962, President Kennedy issued executive order barring racial discrimination and federal finance housing. On November 21st, 1654, Richard Johnson, a free New African, was granted 100 acres of land in Northampton County for employing two persons. 1865, Child University was founded. In 1918, Henry B. Delaney, elected suffragan bishop of the Protestant Episcopal Diocese of North Carolina. 1984, prominent New African launched series of protests against the policy of apartheid in South Africa and the policy of the Reagan administration. By December 5th, nearly 40 had been arrested for picketing South African embassies in Washington and other cities. In 1991, President Bush reversed himself and signed a weakened compromise Civil Rights Act of 1991. November 22nd, 1871, Lieutenant Governor B.J. Dunn died suddenly in the midst of a bitter struggle for control of the Louisiana state government. Dunn aide charged that he was poisoned. 1884, T. Thomas Fortune charged New York Freeman, but later became the New York Age, which is a publication. Also in 1884, the Philadelphia Tribune was founded by Christopher J. Perry. In 1920, the 22nd through the 27th, In 1930, the Temple of Islam became known as the Black Mosque was established. 1989, Air Force Colonel Frederick D. Gregory commanded the space shuttle mission Discovery and became the first New African to lead the space mission, last from the 22nd to the 27th. Day 1867, Louisiana Constitutional Convention, 49 white delegates and 40 New African delegates met at Mechanic Institute, New Orleans. In 1897, J.L. Love patented pencil sharpener. In 1905, Dr. Henry Watson Furness, an Indiana physician, named Minister to Haiti. He was the last New African minister to Haiti in his period. Woodrow Wilson appointed a white minister in 1913. November 24, 1865, Mississippi Black Codes, which barred New Africans from jury duty, bearing firearms, attending white schools, and etc. 1866, in Mississippi, Rust College was founded. It was one of the safe haven community for civil rights workers in the South. 1874, Robert B. Elliott elected Speaker of the lower house of the South Carolina Legislature, Stephen H. Wales, was a reelected president pro term of the Senate. Go back to 1868, Scott Joplin, composer and musician, born. 1883, E.B. Henderson, grandfather, a new African basketball, born in Washington, D.C. In 1914, Bessie Blount Griffin, scientist, inventor, physical therapist, invented an electric self-filling device that helped amputees feed themselves. In 1971, a prison rebellion took place in Rayway Prison, New Jersey. On November 25th, in 1949, superstar Luther B. Robinson, actor and dancer, died in New York City at the age of 71. In 1955, Interstate Commerce Commission banned segregation in buses and waiting rooms involving interstate travel. 1965, in a Congo coup d'etat, General Joseph D. Mobutu deposed President Joseph Kasavubu. 4 days later, President Dahomey was deposed. It's also International Day Against Violence Against Women Day, November 25th. 1987, Chicago Mayor Harold Washington died in office after a heart attack. In 1998, comedian Flip Wilson of The Flip Wilson Show died in Malibu, California, at the age of 64. On November 26, 1872, South Carolina General Assembly met in Columbia. Stephen H. Wells was elected president pro tem of the Senate, and Salmon J. Lee was elected Speaker of the House. The Assembly named four new Africans for the 17-man government board of the University of South Carolina. Salmon J. Lee, J. R. Bowling, Stephen H. Wells, and W. R. Javay. M. B. Allen was elected judge of the Interior Court of Charleston. Allen, the first new African lawyer, thus became the second new African to hold a major judicial position and the first new African with a major judicial position on the administrative level. In 1883, Zona Truth, outspoken woman against slavery, an abolitionist, died. So those are a couple of events that happened in history during this week. You know, hold up. You know, I'd like to welcome to the show tonight, Empress Dr. Beatrix L. Islam, so how you doing?
Islam, greetings. How are you?
I'm doing well, sister. I'm doing well. I'm strong, safe, and sane. How are you doing?
I am absolutely wonderful, enjoying this new moon energy. The new moon came in today at 5:57 p.m., and what a beautiful, beautiful sight it is to see outside. You can feel that creative energy that is in the air, and I am so excited about that opportunity. So great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
True indeed. It's always a pleasure to have on those who are doing the work, those who are carrying on the mission. The first of all, I thank you for our broadcast to share knowledge with understanding. Thank you for the work you're doing in the past, the present, and the work you're doing in the future. Before we start this off, tell the people a little about yourself so they know exactly who's talking.
Indeed.
Where you're from, where you came up with, your background, things of that nature. Just a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I am Empress Dr. Beatrix L. I am currently in Atlanta, Georgia, and my practice is here. I am a naturopathic physician. I am also a vegan chef. I do a lot of things. I do a lot of things all in the realm of healing. I'm a meditation leader, and that is one of the things that I really want to share with everyone tonight is the beautiful opportunities for our community to heal. So that's one of the great things that I do. But I'm excited to be able to be one of the healers in the community and to be dedicated to being a part of our solution, because we are not broken beyond repair, but much of what we have taught has been extremely divisive. And so when we can find a solution to the divisiveness, to bring us together as people, then that brings a maximum amount of healing. And that's exactly what I am dedicated to.
Okay. True indeed. You know, that's a lot. Before we get into some of these questions, what does your name mean? What does your name mean?
Absolutely. So I am an empress. So I am a Moabitess, which means I am a Moorish American Muslim, and I am a female. So I am a Moabitess, but I am an empress, which means that I served as a queen. I was actually, I had a coronation service on September 14, 2014 in Atlanta. And so the elders of the Kemetic community came together as well as the ancestors, and they anointed me a queen. There were about 75 to 100 people there, and it was a beautiful event. And so after that, I served as a queen in the community for 6 years and have been told that I did an excellent job. So on January 4th, 2020, I was elevated to empress. So an empress actually helps to develop other ladies to become queens, and she runs queendom. And so it's a beautiful thing. She's kind of like the head over. So you have to serve first, and after you serve and you've proven yourself, then you're able to develop other ladies into those who actually run their own queendoms, and you're able to oversee and continue to give guidance and wisdom. So that's exactly what empress means. I am a naturopathic doctor, and so that is where the doctor in my title comes. Bill Keith, many people are familiar with the Quranic story as well as the biblical story of the Queen of Sheba. So Bilqis is the Arabic name for the Queen of Sheba, and I am indeed of the ill caste. So when you are a nationalized Moorish American, you add on an ill or a bay to your name, and I have taken on the moniker of ill. So that's what my name means.
Okay. That's quite interesting. Very symbolic. So the aspects of the empress and the queen, those are titles of initiation, right?
They are, yes, sir.
Okay, and they both in the, and you said in the committee, way of life.
The queendom was given as a Kemetic right. The empress, that is a Moorish right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you tell us what's the difference between the Moorish right and the Kemetic right? What are the difference? What are the difference between those two?
Absolutely. So, Kemet is a Kemetic right is going to deal with anything that deals with in ancient Egypt, and then a Moorish right deals with those who have claimed their nationality and are Moorish nationals. So those who have taken on their ill or their bay, and it's not just a title that they throw on the end of their name, who have actually completed the paperwork to no longer identify themselves by slave labels and who now are nationalized citizens. Because we assume that we are U.S. citizens, but we don't think about the fact that every 25 years, Congress has to vote for, quote-unquote, black people to have the right to vote. And nobody really thinks about that. We had an Asiatic president, one that looked like us, but still, every 25 years, Congress has to make it okay for black people to vote. And we never think anything about why that is. And that is because in 1774, our nationality was stripped from us, and we were given slave labels. And so anyone that took on those slave labels and that identify themselves as that is considered to still be chattel property. And so chattel property has to then be voted on whether or not you have permission to still vote every 25 years, even here in 2022. So those are the differences between the Kemetic and the Moorish.
Okay. Now, I understand that you're part of a few organizations, a few collectives, right? You have a program called the Wise Medicine Woman Deep Healing Journey. What is that exactly that's about?
And how can a
sister get involved with it?
Absolutely. So that is a program that I taught back in 2015 when I was working with Queen of Four. It's a program that I wrote, and it is a 52-week sacred woman journey. I have since then opened my own school, Medicine Woman University, the Daughters of Ma'at University, and Sun Chef University. Those three schools are for sisters who are ready to take their personal healing to the next level, because we don't want any more toxic healers in the community. And so what do I mean by toxic healers? A toxic healer is a person that pays to go to a class, gets a certificate, and then hangs out a shingle and says, hey, come and pay me so that I can heal you. Where the challenge comes there is they took a class, they got a certificate, they put out a shingle, but there is no evidence of the personal work being done. So any of the ladies that go through any of the trainings that I do, the first thing that they do is they go through personal healing, because one of the songs that someone I don't even listen to made, but who just recently transitioned, Brother Takeoff, one of the Migos songs was Walk It Like You Talk It. And that is something that I have lived by my entire life. So the ladies that I give certification to, they walk it like they talk it. So without a question, they absolutely do the work on themselves first before they turn around and use people as guinea pigs. So they're able to say, I've done this work myself. I know exactly what you're going to expect. I know the challenges you're going to go through because I had to do this work first myself. And so that way, when people are trusting us to go into their auric field, we are not dumping our toxicity and our unresolved traumas into innocent people who are then paying us for healing. So if ladies are interested in going to the next level, I know that starting March of this year, because I already have classes that are currently going, but this March, we're very, very excited. We will be doing a very deep healing with the 42 Laws of Ma'at class. And it's not a game. It is a mirror in your face. We're going to get this healing type situation. So any sisters that are interested in that could simply text me at 770-861-9906, 770-861-9906. Now, I don't offer any, just like I don't do get-rich-quick schemes, I don't do get-healed-quick schemes either, because we got unwell over a period of time. So it's going to take a while for us to undo much of the sick programming that we have ingested continuously, many of us since we were little girls. So this is a 52-week journey. This isn't something, oh, look at me, I'm healed. No, you're lying. And so we want the depth to happen, and we want ladies to actually come out as better mothers, as better ladies, as better wives to be, because then you're able to raise your vibration. And when we raise the vibration of the ladies, then they attract higher vibrating mates we have higher vibrating couples walking around being the examples before us. And then they produce higher vibrating children out of love instead of lust. One of the key components of that we've already started, and that is meditation, which we have for the sisters as well as for the brothers, because there's no need in healing the ladies and then they go and lay with toxic men, because all they're doing is just reinfecting their wounds over and over. So if we can get the brothers healed as well as the sisters healed, then the brothers stop releasing their seed into women who are not worthy, and they begin to choose ladies who are choosing healing so that we can have a symbiotic relationship together instead of being at war with one another. This is how we then choose not to be competitors but choose to be companions.
True indeed. You know, one thing I want to ask about is how exactly do you know that a brother or a sister needs to be healed? What are some of the symptoms of a person that need to be healed? I give my own perspective and experiences.
Absolutely, absolutely. Usually you can listen to a person. You can listen to a person and listen to their responses. You can look at their Facebook page. Your Facebook page speaks volumes about you, your Instagram page, your TikTok videos. What do they look like? Is it trash? Is it low vibrating? What's it really speaking about you? Are you always complaining? Are you always angry? You know, is it always the brothers are just horrible? There are just no good men on the whole wide planet. You know, because what the experience is, you attract your divine reflection. So depending upon the energy that you're placing out, that's what you're going to attract to you. So oftentimes, if you're putting out overgiver energy, you're going to attract a narcissist to you. You're going to attract somebody who's going to misuse that energy until you decide to be the change. You decide to bring the scales of Ma'at into balance. So what you're sending out is what you're going to attract, and we send out oftentimes based on what we are constantly looking at and listening to, because that's what sits in our subconscious, and then determinations as to what our energy looks like. Each of us has 8 wounds, and that's women as well as men. So when we allow external forces to penetrate those wounds, then those wounds end up producing either positive or negative light. So for brothers, if brothers are consistently on the video games, just on them, day and night, on them. What they are seeing, they are opening up the womb of their eyes and the womb of their ears and yielding it over to the video game. So the more they receive it in, the more it changes their nature. So it can make you overly aggressive, overly triggered continuously. And so when you go through and you look at a brother's post, I can tell if he's on the games all the time, because oftentimes his answers to people, his comments are short and snappy and angry and all these types of things, because the video game, go, kill. And so they're constantly triggered. You can watch the way that people drive. And that also easily tells you what type of person you're dealing with. Is this a person who is healed? How kind are you in your driving? Or is it all about you and you're dominating the lane and almost causing accidents because you are not present, but something else has taken over your spirit? And this is the same thing with the things that we watch on TV. When you have brothers and sisters who watch a lot of porn, you can often tell just by listening to them that much of what they are discussing is the filth that's been left and deposited inside of them because they don't realize that they participated in a ritual and they've opened that energy throughout their houses. So that energy doesn't just stay with them. If there are children in the household, clearly if you're watching porn, you're not doing spiritual protection over your children. So those spirits don't just stay in that room that you're watching the porn. It then goes out and it begins to attack whatever's in the house, the animals, the children, whatever. So the low vibration and what you continue to attract to you shows that you are unwell. The same thing with our music. When we constantly, when ladies listen to music that they are constantly being called outside of their name, they then find it to be a compliment to be called a female dog. Like, oh, thank you for that. That is a form of mental retardation. When you actually hear someone call you a female dog and you find that to be a compliment, that is a form of retardation. So the foods that we're eating, high sugar foods, high carbohydrate foods, which then turn into sugar, which begin to slow down our brain processes, which then suppress the leptin, which says, hey, you're full, stop putting the trash in your body, and then causes our insulin levels to continue to raise. This is why we have such high levels of diabetes, because we're eating trash. We're also watching trash. We're listening to trash. And so we're expecting to be these great and productive people, but if you put trash in, you can expect nothing but trash out. And this is the reason that we're doing the meditations so that we can heal together as a people.
True indeed, true indeed. You know, I see you had two flyers out about the meditation. Said great men meditate, and I am more about the meditation circle, right? What is the significance of the names of the meditation? And also, why is it necessary for men to meditate, and what's the benefit of it?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for asking, my brother. So great men meditate. That is the slogan for the More Excellent Deep Healing Meditation for Great Men. During the pandemic, I taught meditation for a year, three times a day for an hour each day, 7 days a week. Oh, my goodness. And that was clearly led by my divine agency because I don't know how I did it. I have no idea. And I was still working full time as a naturopathic physician, as a counselor, and still three times a day taught meditation for an hour, 3 hours a day. And I had brothers in there. I had sisters in there. And it was deep. We all bonded. Many of us are still very, very close to this day. And I listened to the problems that our brothers shared. And I listened to the problems to share. And I realized, I said, you know what? These are very, very real. There are certain things that nobody teaches brothers how to prepare for. Nobody teaches a brother how to prepare for a miscarriage. They just don't. Your fathers don't teach you. Your boys can't teach you. School doesn't teach you. And yet, you're supposed to know exactly what to do to be a support system to a woman who has lost a child. and that child is yours. So you're going through your grief, and then you're supposed to be able and fully present to support her and know what to say and know what to do. It's just not being taught. Very deep pieces like that. Nobody really talks to men about the damage that masturbation does to them. Meditation helps brothers to offset that, because if you are not in tune with your spirit, you can't tell the difference between your spirit longing and you being horny. It all feels the same. Once you tap into your spirit as a man and you begin to meditate regularly, you start to find out, oh, wow, that wasn't what that was. Exactly. That was your spirit screaming out to you. But because you have been disconnected, you've just been used to, okay, well, I guess I need some. Nah, that's not it. And so the beautiful thing that we found with brothers, because, see, meditation hits different depending upon your gender. There is some board that's going to benefit everybody, but I am training right now to become a personal trainer. And so one of the beautiful things that I'm finding for men that meditation does, it actually reduces their pain after working out. If they work out, take a shower, and then go meditate, oh, my goodness, the pain level. Because as you're building muscle and all of that, you know you expect certain levels of pain. But when you meditate afterwards, you've got that boost in your immune system. And so you don't have that uric acid that's building up. You find yourself craving water even the more, but your emotions come into balance. You often find that men who meditate actually marry at a higher rate because they have clarity of thought. And some of the things that they thought that they wanted, they really find, nah, that's really a distraction. This is what I need. I need a life partner. I don't need a girlfriend and a chick on the side. I don't need somebody that I'm going to just shack up with and make a bunch of babies with, but I have no intentions of marrying. But I want to be a productive part of society. I want to be a husband. In the Moorish tradition, we obligate. So I want to be obligated. I choose to make it work with one person and to be the father of children and be a fully present father. So one of the things meditation does for men, it gives men an edge as to what's going on with their children, because each of your children is different because they have a completely different astrology, and they have different numbers. Each of those children called out to you to be their father. So there's something in you that each of those children need, and it's not necessarily the same. When a man sits still in meditation, he can begin to get those downloads so that he can then train up his child in the way that he or she should go. And when they get older, they don't depart. See, that was plagiarized from the Kemetic teaching, found still on the walls of Kemet, but it is written in the scriptures. So that's why we have to understand and be able to rightly divide what's actually ours and go back. You know, our ancestors talked about, give me that old-time religion. And the old-time religion was what we did in Kemet. It was the ancient Islam that was practiced by our ancestors. It wasn't any of this modern-day things that have been dumped on us in order to control us. So men are able to connect even the more with their ancestors. Some of the deepest pain that many men have experienced is the loss of a grandmother and or grandfather that they were close to. When they begin to start to meditate, they can then connect further to the ancestral realm. When we're in meditation, the brothers learn about burning Galactica's ancestor money, the most excellent ancestor money in the world, so that they can then begin to clean up some of their financial karma, because each generation that dies sends their debt on to the generations that are there. And if nobody cleans that up, then it's just like having perpetual bad credit, and 7 years don't mean nothing. So the brothers learn about burning ancestor money, getting closer to their ancestors, learning how to go within, learning how to channel their anger and to silence all of that internal chatter. They learn how to free themselves and free their minds from self-doubt, and they also just find themselves in a place of joy, exchanging joy for happiness. We use a term called bright moments. And so a lot of times we'll look at a day and we look at the comprehension of that day. And so if it seems that more bad happened in a day than good, we say that was a bad day. But when you start to look for and purpose in your heart to make bright moments, then you can determine what type of day happens as opposed to the day happening to you. A lot of our brothers really suffer from insomnia, and depending upon how sensitive they are, they will have moon-related insomnia. So this is the new moon. Many brothers find that they can't sleep at the new moon, the full moon, the waxing moon, and the waning moon. But if nobody teaches you about that, you don't know. You just, I don't know why I'm up, you know? So we help the brothers to better understand the moon phases. When we look at many of the ancient men, when we look at the sons of Issachar, they knew the signs and they discerned the seasons. So what does that mean? These were men who were master astrologers. They were the same as the Twa. They also, master astrologers, look up in the sky, give you predictions, and they all continue to come true. So our brothers are super powerful, but much of the music that they listen to and the weed that they smoke dumbs them down, and it keeps them from being able to tap into their spirit so that they can then be the leader of their household. When a man is walking in his divine masculine, then a lady has no problem submitting to him. Why? Because she sees the quote-unquote gods in him, and she hears the wisdom comes out of his mouth. When he meditates daily, then he's able to then give her wisdom, as opposed to watching videos all day long and getting what somebody else has said. No, I got it fresh off the press. I know exactly how to lead our family, how to lead our relationship, how we need to increase, what we need to build. I know what to do. So it helps our brothers to truly become the head of household and to go back to their original state of being the fathers of civilization.
True, and that's a beautiful expression. My next question is, how does the principles of Maya relate to the aspects of a man healing? You know, how do you relate to that?
Absolutely. So when we look at the Hepra in Ma'at, which is the correct name for the 42 laws of Ma'at, we are able to go into a deeper understanding. Many of our brothers have not learned about the 42 laws of Ma'at in actually applying it to their own healing. What makes me amazing as a man? what makes me that man after the Creator's own heart? And so what's so deep with that is that we don't get taught. We hear about the 42 laws of Ma'at, but we don't get taught that there is a guardian that rules over each of those 42 laws. And so if you don't have a relationship with that guardian, then you won't be able to effectively and consistently abide by that particular law. And so when we further look too, because it's really awesome, Baba Haru actually wrote the 42 ethical covenants into I think he wrote that like 2018. So he brought it to our current state. But just for example, I have not robbed with violence, if we look at the 42 tefra in my eye. And so for a man, some of the things that we do or that men do is they hate on each other. So instead of supporting another brother, there is an underlying jealousy. And so instead of me giving you your congratulations, brother, I'm proud of you. You did a great job. I want to come and support your business. I'm going to rob you of that nurture that I have in me as a man to give to you. So when we know that I have not robbed with violence is a part here, this doesn't mean I didn't stick you up with a gun. It definitely goes into the emotional realm, too, of keeping from you, keeping from supporting you and keeping from giving you the praise that you deserve. Another one that is really deep, I have not lightened the carrying basket. So I haven't cheated you. I haven't cheated you. I haven't made you think that you were going to get something from me. You come to me, you purchase something from me, and I made you think you were going to receive one thing, but then I did a bait and switch on you. So you thought you were buying a real CD, but I actually bootlegged it, and then I sold it to you at full price. So as brothers begin to, and that is part of what we cover as well, the brothers will go through many books. We cover about 15 to 20 different very, very deep holy books, and we pull out many of the ayats within them. We use the Emel tablets. We use the Pert Imharu, just, you know, everything you can think of. Anything that's going to help our brothers to elevate. So when we pull out within the 42 laws of Ma'at and help the brothers to see how it applies to them now, then as they meditate, they're able to go within and to ask their divine agency to show them, show me in myself how I clean this up in me. I've made the mess. I'm acknowledging the mess. Now I want to clean it up because I didn't know how it was manifesting. Now that I know what it looks like in 2022, help me clean this up. I'm not asking you to clean it up for me, so we're not looking for somebody to come down out of the sky and fix something for us. But when we go within, then we're able to see what do I need to do so I can take responsibility for my irresponsibility.
I have a question. In regards to the healing of a man, can you tell me some of the signs that you recognize or can be known or seen or heard to express that the individual is healing?
That he's in the process of healing?
Yes.
Owning responsibility for his stuff. When we stop blaming and we begin owning, that is one of the first signs that healing has begun. Because stop blaming our mama and what she did or didn't do. our daddy, and he wasn't there, and he was mean, and he was, all of that may be true. And you cannot undo anything that your parents did from your conception up until you're 18. Whatever they did is their karma and was your experience. But once you're 18, it is 100% your responsibility to clean that up and heal it. Because everything that they did that has made you what you are now getting ready to receive the punishment for. And this is another thing that the Brothers Meditation does, is it helps our brothers to be able to come into a place where they can actually now not necessarily forgive, because some of the things that our brothers have experienced in their childhood are unforgivable. It's unforgivable. And so when you deal with things that are unforgivable, you then let people go into the hands of the ancestors, and you ask the ancestors to reward them according to their intention. And I'll give you an example. Several of our brothers have been molested. Several of our brothers have been molested. And so how do you actually expect somebody to forgive you for molesting them? You didn't molest somebody. Nobody has ever accidentally been molested. And so for many, that is unforgivable, and that is not wrong. If a man is not able to forgive another man for molesting him when he was a child, that man is not wrong. So we do what we're able to do. Some men are only able to let that man go, to let his energy go, so that the hatred and the anger and the bitterness and the resentment does not then make him become an angry man. And so this is why our ancestors are there, to help to guide us and to help us to release those things out of our body so that we don't create tumors. Many of our brothers that deal with erectile dysfunction, meditation is amazing. It's one of the main things that I use when brothers come to me and they have those challenges. I have them get off of pea protein, off of soy, stop eating burgers that are fake vegan meat, leave that trash alone, and I have them immediately start doing meditation. And I'm talking young brothers, 27, 28, when you should have no problem. But it's because many of them have unresolved childhood issues that are now showing up again because they tried to smoke it out, they tried to drink it out, they tried to cuss it out. None of that worked. And so it's now showing up in their bodies. And so when a man is in the process of healing, he first begins to accept responsibility, and he is then able to a better version of himself rather than focusing on who did what to him. He then develops a relationship with the ancestors where he leaves those people and their actions in the hands of the ancestors as opposed to trying to avenge them himself. Those are the signs of a man that is healing.
Beautiful signs, true indeed. In regards to the great men meditate, is it open to, it is just a moral science thing or a committed thing or open to all men or all faiths and ideologies?
It is open to all Asiatic men, all richly melanated men. It don't matter what you believe. You ain't got to believe nothing. No, it is not just for acknowledged Moors at all. But the requirement is you got to look like me. That's it. You gotta look like me. That's it. If you don't look like me, and what we do during our few meetings, because the brothers will begin to meet on Saturday, December 3rd at 8:08 p.m. So everybody turns on their camera. See, we're not playing no games up in here. There's security on the cameras. And if you don't look like me, you can't meditate with us in this environment. Now, I do transcendental meditation, and we do transcendental meditation with people all over the world. And that is so beautiful and so healing. But more excellent deep healing meditation is for my brothers. It's for the traumas that my brothers have experienced, because it's a little different for brothers. And so since it's a little different, we want to address that difference. We want to bring healing to that difference, the anxiety of just getting in a car and driving and having blue lights come up behind you. There's not another race of men that deal with that type of anxiety, knowing that that could be the last time that he is able to drive or be free or be alive. That is a very, very high level of anxiety that causes anxiety disorders in our brothers. So if anyone is concerned, well, why can't I bring my friend Tom with me? Well, Tom doesn't have that experience. So the purpose of this meditation is to heal my brothers who do have that experience. And then you and Tom can go, and you all can go to an open meditation, and you can help to heal the world. But right now, we're concentrating on my brothers.
Okay. I appreciate that. In regards to the I Am More by Meditation Circle. What is the significance of the name of that? The I Am aspect. What does I Am? What does I Am mean?
Absolutely. I Am is the most powerful term statement that anyone can ever make. And what nobody usually teaches us is that you can actually take yourself into a place of blasphemy if you don't know what to perceive after I Am. Because you are shaping your world with I Am, and I Am is a God statement. So the God in you is speaking, because I Am is a set of creative words. So when you begin to say, I am great, I am excellent, there is none like me. See, these are the words. When we started the meditation for the sisters and the brothers, for 20 minutes, affirmation. Words of excellence begin to flow through their mouths about themselves, and the majority begin with I Am. Whenever we perceive I Am with something negative, then we just began to speak against our divinity. And so when the sisters begin to remember that they are the mothers of civilization, that from them all other ladies were created, they understand the responsibility that comes with it. So I can't call one of my sisters a female dog if I am affirming the excellence of her and that she is the epitome of excellence. So continue to make a choice to keep everything high, lifted up, and in the ether. We shift the way that we look at our brothers, and we don't categorize our brothers by some of the men that we have attracted, because we remember, if I received the dog, then I was putting out dog food. So that is the reason that it is the I Am More Bitus Meditation Circle. And so, again, the I Am More Bitus Meditation Circle is for women, ladies that look like me. So if you want to bring Heidi and Molly have other meditation circles that they can go to with you. And Heidi and Molly can't come up in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. My next question is, you mentioned eating. So how does eating relate to the aspect of meditation and healing? Like what are
Absolutely.
Some of the things that you gonna eat or drink or to assist in the healing or assist in the releasing, things of that nature?
Mm-hmm. So one of the first things you want to do is look at what we're putting in our body. And based on what I'm putting in my body, when it says I am what I eat, you are indeed. You are indeed what you eat. And so our bodies reflect that. Our bodies reflect that. The way that our bodies show up, the diseases and disorders that our bodies return back to us are a direct reflection of how we treat our bodies, because we don't remember that our bodies are a loan to us. They are to us on loan. So we have a responsibility to put high vibrating foods into our bodies so that our bodies will then function and produce for us in its highest level. I don't subscribe or limit my life to anybody's, you know, oh, I only eat such and such as diet, and such says you can't eat this. And they shut up. You know why? Because a lot of us turn veganism and all of these different Dr. This and blah, 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 all these different things, we turn it into a religion. And so that becomes our spirituality. Some of the nastiest people I have ever met in my life are vegans. So veganism does not make you spiritual. And so this is not a plug for veganism. I would implore anyone, if your intention is to put the highest vibrating food in your body, make a choice to put alkaline food in your body and not be limited to, oh, well, we got a list, and Dr. So-and-so said we can only eat off this list, and if you don't eat off this, shut up, because you're trying to dictate what other people are allowed to put in their body. If that's what you choose to put in your body, good for you. But don't tell somebody else that there's a full alkaline chart of alkaline foods. But because what this person says, you can't eat, someone chooses to, oh, you're not really a good vegan. That is control. That's manipulation. And those are the signs of having no life whatsoever. There is a very real argument when it comes to meat, and this is the reason that meat and fish are contentious. We already know that disease cannot live in an alkaline body environment. There are no meat. There are no chickens. There are no turkeys. There are no fish. I don't care if they are free range, farm grown. I don't care where they came from. There is no meat that is alkaline. Period. 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 So you cannot maintain an alkaline body if you're eating acidic meat. So let's just start with just the basics. It ain't got nothing to do with, oh, I looked in his eyes, whatever. That ain't even real. We don't even, ain't trying to respect an animal's life. So let's just not even go there. So the alkalinity versus the acidic issue, that's the first issue with the meat. The second issue is more of a spiritual issue, because your melanin makes you more sensitive. And if you wear your natural hair, the end of your hair are your spiritual receptors. and that makes you even more sensitive. So when animals are killed, because most of us are not eating fish, cow, whatever, they're still walking around living. So we usually have to kill them before we consume them. Any way that it's done, and I don't care if it's halal, I don't care if it's kosher, because all that means is that the rabbi and the imam prayed over them. Well, good, thank you. But what you didn't pray out were the shock. Anybody can Google this. You can go to Sheikh Google, and he will confirm what I'm saying. Shock, S-H-O-C-K, toxins, T-O-X-I-N. You cannot cook them out. So when an animal's life is suddenly taken from them, just like what happens with a human, when our lives are suddenly taken, your body responds with shock toxins. And so it's in that animal's meat, which is what we eat. And so when you can't cook it out, all you can do is consume it. That increases your anxiety. It increases your stress. It causes you to be paranoid. So if you're trying to heal or choosing to heal your body, but you're taking in shock toxins and you're taking in an acidic nature, then you're lowering your vibration and you're opening yourself up to disease. So it has nothing to do with being better because you're vegan. I now have more information. And because I have more information, I can make a better choice. The other thing we want to look at is what type of water am I putting in my body? And many of us don't realize that whenever we do crystal geyser, for example, there are different types of crystal geyser water. Some of them are as the pH balance is as low as 6. Some are 7 and 7.5, but not all of them. So if you start with an over-the-counter water, you can do Essentia. However, that is one whose cells have actually been regenerated. So that's not a pure spring water. It's just not. It's one whose chemical process has been changed to have it at a 9.5. The very best water to use is Kangen water. Kangen water, I'm telling you, I have seen weight drop off of people's bodies, tumors shrink, and then just break up in the body using the Kangen water. And that's actually a machine that you place in your house. And you then find out, oh, so that I'm using for my tea, which should be an 8.5, is not what I'm doing for my body. A 9.5, 8.5 mixture is often excellent for my body. If I'm making a baby bottle, I would use a different pH. And so a lot of times we're just doing things across the board and we're out of balance. There's a different pH of water that you would use on your face to cause your skin to glow. And that's a 6.0. So the Kangen water machine actually has all of those settings so that you're able to have all of the toxins that come through your water removed. And then they have several different filters on there to remove them even further. So that way you're taking in the healthiest water. There is a different pH of the water that you cook with. So there's one for tea. There's another one for just cooking. There's another one for cleaning your, cleaning your collard greens. Like many of us don't realize that we are making organic collard greens, but then we put them in the sink and we wash them three or four times, like our grandmamas taught us, we just made those organic greens toxic because you use tap water to turn around and wash organic greens. So everything, the birth control pills, all of the different things that are in our water supply, which you can Google and see, is now in the pores of those greens. So with the Kangen water, there is a setting on there where you can actually use that water to cleanse your greens. And you raise the vibration of the greens instead of lowering it with tap water. Each and everything that we put in our body, avoiding bread, avoiding white potatoes, avoiding white rice, avoiding white sugar, avoiding white pastas, all of those lower your vibration. So we get a choice every time. One of the wombs, the eight wombs that I was telling you about, was the womb of your mouth, and that's a double-doored womb. So it is the womb of your mouth, what goes in and what comes out. So as long as we are putting high-vibrating foods in our body, then it's going to cause us to have more energy. And in having that more energy, you want to take better care of your body. When we're going through planetary shifts, and a lot of people, like right now, we've got four planets that are in retrograde. A lot of people are having panic attacks who never have panic attacks. I have been snapping on my kids for a week, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. I go in my room and cry. Absolutely. So I had to put a post up and tell them, hey, you're not crazy. It's not in your head. We had six planets in retrograde a couple months ago. Now it's just four, but we're in the intensity of it. And so when you learn these things, and this is part of what I teach when we do the meditation, you're able to better prepare. You know what to do to offset your balance, so you're putting the correct food, the correct water, you're doing the right things. The brothers are learning about taking baths. See, when you think about our fathers and our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers, you did not really hear about them having prostate cancer and testicular cancer. As a matter of fact, some of our grandfathers was making second and third sets of children up to they were 70 or 80 years old. Because everything was working right. You know why? What the major difference is? They bath. They used to have big silver pails where brothers would sit down in them and they would soak after a long day of work. So in that soaking, they would be in there for at least 20 minutes. You need a minimum of 18 minutes as a man. And you need to allow your testicles to soak, to be fully submerged with water. The majority of brothers have not taken a bath since they were little boys. And so they just shower, 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 shower. And so when you're taking in or have taken in a lot of different sexual energy, but yet all you've done is showered, you have not soaked your testicles and allowed much of the negative energy to come out and to be released, then all of that backs up in you. You find yourself filled with a lot of mucus. So you can be eating mucus-producing foods and be in a toxic relationship with a mucus-producing woman. And a lot of that is a spiritual mucus. And so when brothers are not sitting in the tub, and brothers should do this at least twice a week, then all of that energy just builds up in their body, and that often opens the door for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, erectile dysfunction, many things in that arena.
True indeed, true indeed. I actually had one more question over the line for a few callers. If you got a call or a question or a comment, please press 1. My next question is, tell me more about the temple segment, African Spiritual Spa. Tell me more, a little bit more about that. Who exactly is segment to begin with? And tell me a little more about
Absolutely.
The spa.
Absolutely. So, segment. Sekhmet is the ancient Kemetic or ancient Egyptian goddess of healing and wisdom. And so at the Temple of Sekhmet, ladies are actually able to come who are ready to train to become healers after they have gone through the Ma'at training. So they first become daughters of Ma'at. And then they are able to train to become priestesses of Sekhmet. So they're able to actually go through the healer's training so that they are able to then give healing to share healing with other people. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So that's what Sekhmet is. And the beautiful thing in meditating is that you're able to sit and allow, because again, she's not just the goddess of healing, she's the goddess of wisdom. And so she begins to give you the wisdom to know exactly where you're not well, and then if you're working on a patient, what they're not able to tell you. Because a lot of times we are unwell, but we don't know how to communicate it. She speaks that wisdom to you, so that you're then able to help them get to the root. A lot of times we'll have people that come that have cancer. And so we know that cancer, the root of cancer is anger. And a lot of times people, oh, no, I'm not angry. I'm not angry at anybody. As we sit and we commune with Sekhmet, she begins to speak to us and to help us to show them where the anger is so that they can release the anger. Cancer does not come to kill us. Disease does not come to kill us. Disease comes to deliver the message that there is something that is out of balance in us. Disease is the same thing as the FedEx man. The FedEx man did not come to your house to stay. He came to drop the package off. He came to get you to sign for the package. That's it, so he can be on his way. And so that's a lot of the times what we do. We get attached to the FedEx man instead of getting the package, opening it up, and getting an understanding as to what's there for us. What was the message? What's the package? What's in the letter? Because once we get the message, then the disorder, the disease, can move on and go to the next person that it's supposed to get a message to. So cancer never came to kill anyone. A lot of times we end up killing the messenger because we won't get the message.
True indeed, true on disease, the mind of disease, true indeed. First off, again, I want to thank you for coming to our broadcast to show you guys my understanding. Thank you for the work you're doing in the past, present, and the future. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for being able to express yourself articulately to the mind, the master of the people. At this time, we'll open the lines for any callers, for any questions, comments, or statements, or announcements. If you have anything to say, if you have any kind of question, any thought you want to express, please press 1 at this time. Okay, I got a call. 901-292, your line is open. Yeah, question, comment, statement, please do so at this time. 901-292, your line is open. Go ahead.
Free the land. This is Mama Io.
Vitamin S here, Mama.
Greetings, Queen. How are you?
Greetings, beloved. How are you?
I'm fine. I promise I enjoyed everything, and it is, you know, how you meet someone, you hear someone, and immediately, oh, one mission. I am so appreciative of all the information that you shared to verify that we are not wrong. It was wonderful to listen to you.
Give thanks. It's my pleasure to be here. I love every time that I'm here, and I hope that I'll be invited back.
Always. You have a wealth of information, and it just, you know, when you meet healers along the way and we're all in alignment, it's just, I call those blessings and messages. So I really thank you. I do have a question, though.
Yes, ma'am.
I there's just so much I want to say, but I just want to deal with that question of melanin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to activate that melanin, we have been stressing that you have to, as you said tonight, you know, eat green. The message is eat more green. Do the best that you can do, to the best of your ability. But you just brought in the alkalinity and explaining why meat, you know, has, you know, is more acidic. So that's just wonderful. But do you, I guess, agree with the idea that as we eat more green and, of course, definitely meditate, chant, and pray, our melanin is activated to the point where it begins to almost transform ourselves? I yield.
Oh, without a question, absolutely. And that's an excellent question. Yes. What we don't understand, and it's frustrating that we don't understand the gift that we've been given with having melanin. I know melanin is not the end-all to be-all, but it is.
That's right.
Because it is our, it's our advantage. Most people don't understand that our melanin is made of carbon. And, you know, just understanding the 666, the basics of the human anatomy and what it attaches to. Our melanin is what makes us great, but our melanin also makes us most accountable. And
yes.
So, yes, eating the green, getting in, understanding the day of the week that you were born, fasting on that day, every week, meditating, doing stretching, yoga, keeping your body, being accountable for your body, keeping toxic people out of your body, keeping them out of your ears, out of your mind, out of your eyesight, even if it's your mama, okay? Whoever
it is,
melanated. See, this whole thing that we end up missing, once we clear out our pineal gland and we allow the clarity to go through, once we get our kundalini activated, our melanin is that plus that's waiting there to take us to a higher level, to place us in a higher level of accountability and response ability. So we no longer can believe the deception that we've been taught, because we've got, the darker we are, the more melanin that's there. Our melanocyte screaming out, and it's saying, no, you can't do what everybody else does. This is why you can do something, 10 other people do it, and you're going to get caught every time. Why is that? Because so much is given, much is required. So we were born with an advantage. We were born with a silver spoon in our mouth, and that is our melanin. But we've been taught that it is a curse when it is nothing but a full-fledged blessing. You have to know how to properly appropriate it, because you're going to be held accountable for it either way.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree with what you're saying, Queen, and I'm always going to take it to even higher heights, because in this lifetime, as we heal and doing all the things that we do, community by community, family by family, our ultimate goal is to build our own nation, build our own heaven on earth, and step out of the paradigm that, you know, there has been evil on the earth always, but now the scales have been tipped a little bit, and the people of dark must elevate, because we're trying to bring balance back to the earth. So I'm in total, when I say thank you, I always say it should be, everything we do should be good for the redemption of the race, because when we're redeemed, the earth becomes redeemed. You understand me?
Yes.
Okay, Ashe.
Ashe.
True indeed. You have anything else to say, Mama Ayo, or that's it?
I love you, and I hope we meet one day.
Indeed. Love you as well, sister.
Okay. Real line. Okay. The next caller is 562-212. You have any question, comment, or statement, or announcement, please do so. This time your line is open. 562-212. Go ahead.
Greetings, sister. Boro aboya by Oshiche.
Greetings, Mama Shakar.
I was just missing a few parts. I'm being busy this evening, but I appreciated that part about the healing with the Ma'at and the 42 laws, and then the way you expressed about how to, the training for the healing, is really fascinating. Very captive.
Indeed. And returning your greeting, Abudur, but SCCC, I am great to be able to share this. And the beautiful thing that we get a chance to do, we bring in the Netherun and the Orisa whenever we teach that 42 laws, the healing with the 42 laws, because you can't separate, because we have Orisa that protects several of our organs. We have Netherun that protects several. And then sometimes they work together to control our organs, control our system. So if we don't understand, or we try to separate the two systems, then it's almost trying to separate your own blood, you know? So you have to bring them all together, and that's why we were given East Africa, West Africa, all of those traditions were passed to us. So I am a more of science as well as a priestess of Sekhmet. So it helps me to be able to bring both into a complete and harmonious balance so that our people can get everything that they need.
Not. Beautiful. I enjoyed as much as I could hear, and especially about the parodies that the brothers face, especially when they don't get a chance to meditate.
Yes.
However, I learned my best meditation from the brothers.
Indeed. It's nothing like a man who meditates. When a man, let me tell you, a brother can be what people call unattractive, and he messes around and meditates, and all of a sudden, it's like, well, now wait a minute.
Sure.
He becomes a completely different man, and it's a beautiful thing.
Our brother will start meditating. Our brother will tighten up now.
I'm grateful to hear. I got a chance to hear you.
Indeed. I'm so glad that you came on. Thank you so much for supporting.
Oh, no problem. I'm going to look forward to being in contact with you some kind of way. Beautiful, beautiful, indeed. And where are you located?
I'm currently in Atlanta.
Cool. I'm over in Alabama.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I have tons of family in Dothan. Absolutely.
Oh, cool.
And I got a little niece over, not a little niece, 30 now, but I got a niece over in Birmingham. So,
okay.
Oh, yeah, sometimes I teach in Alabama, so I love it there.
Really?
Absolutely. What part are you in?
I'm in between Birmingham and Mobile.
Oh, good. Okay. Wonderful.
Out
wonderful.
In the country.
I love it. I love the country. That's wonderful. Definitely be in touch. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. I'll get the information that's left online because I believe I saw something, some way to contact you. But
yes.
I am so grateful. And as Sister said, as the Vice President said before, hey, free the land.
Free the land. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Your master. You have anything you got to say, Mama Shikari, or that's it?
That's about it. I hope there's some more people to engage her.
Yes.
Indeed.
It's always a pleasure to hear your voice. So.
Thank you. It's always good to listen in when I can.
Sure, indeed. Okay.
Okay.
We have another caller. 323-5333. Your line is open. You're in question, comment, statement. Announcement leads you to the time. 323-5333. Your line is open. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you, brother, for being a host of this wonderful show. This is Rodney Asad Muhammad.
This is who?
Brother Rodney Asad Muhammad.
Okay. Go ahead.
I want to thank my sister for her service to our community, our people, and just people in general. A broadcast she did maybe about 2 weeks ago, a week or two ago, totally transformed even how I kind of approach my day-to-day. And so as a result of a previous broadcast and a small conversation she had, I made some adjustments in how I, do my daily, routine. So I started adding a morning kind of gratitude meditation. Nothing too extensive, but just a morning moment. And then I added something in the evening as well. And I tell you, I'm generally just peaceful anyway about how I go about my day. But it's just transformed my overall just mood and energy level even go higher than it already is. But I noticed even a tranquility. That's one thing I think to be peaceful. It's another thing to just be tranquil. And so I wanted to thank you for that. And I'm absolutely looking forward to that deeper meditation. And so the question I have for you, and I think a lot of brothers may want to know this same thing, is there anything that we should have around something we need to purchase or an environment set up for what's going to happen in 10 days in terms of our meditation beginning?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for asking. So I will be completing you all. You have your own private Facebook group, and I will finish it on tomorrow, and then I can invite all the brothers in. You will have a step-by-step preparation, so you'll know exactly what to get, what to do, everything to make your safe and sacred space. And some of the things you already know sage, all of those, but some of the ways that I'm going to teach you all to do it, you may not ever have done. And so it's going to be so beautiful, but I'm going to make it so that it's step by step. You can't do it wrong. And if you wish to take a bath before, we start, then I'm going to also give you everything that you can use for your bath as well. But I'm so excited. Brother Rodney, oh, my goodness, just to see what's going to happen to the brothers, that's when it goes to a whole nother level. when you started seeing brothers talking about, I felt like I was levitating. That's when we know that actually their vibration raises. And that's when they're ready, when you all start to learn about that galactic ancestor money and start to see financial doors opening because you're clearing out your generational lineage of financial drainage, ancestral drainage. And now all of a sudden you're getting downloads about how to cause your businesses to grow, when to sell your properties, when to acquire properties, all of those things. That's when, oh my goodness, that's what makes all of this worthwhile.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I thank you for your response. Thank you again tremendously. You've helped me greatly, even just with the tiny just tidbits. You haven't given all of it up on the broadcast, and I'm looking forward to it. And I know there's some other brothers that are looking forward to it as well. So thank you a million times, Queen. And I pray to Almighty God Allah that in the future I'll be able to thank you even more in terms of serving our people at a greater level.
Indeed, indeed. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the opportunity to serve our people. Thank you for the way that you support me. It's so wonderful.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I also praise you to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, brother.
Indeed.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. Okay, we have another caller, 614-285. Your line is open. You have a question, comment, or statement. Now, 3-2 at a time. 614-285. Your line is open. Go ahead.
Ships and tap. Allow for your robbery me. I am affectionately known as Elder Mama Condi. Blessings on you, sweetie.
Blessings upon you, mother.
He just made me smile. I love the way you speak in metaphor. I'm a griot, a jolly, a marabou.
Yes, ma'am.
And I tend to speak in
that
type of spiral circular energy. And I just, it makes learning a pleasure. It has its own rhythm, its own cadence, and its own harmony. You speak your words, and I can hear the harmonic parts to it. And three-part harmony. Sometimes you hit four parts.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I just really enjoy that from you. And there's one thing I wanted to share.
Yes,
and you were a confirmation for me. My husband of 16 years, he and I had a spiritual relationship before a physical marriage relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For 2 years, I asked him three questions. I said, do you believe in the Most High? He said, yes. I said, do you trust me? And he said, yes. I said, and if I give you an instruction, will you do it? He said, yes. And for 2 years straight, I fed him every meal he ate. He didn't eat anything from anybody or anywhere else except what I prepared for him. And if I wasn't around, then I'd ask the ancestors who he should eat from. Like, we had an elder who had a vegetarian restaurant, Mom Patterson. I was in Philadelphia at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was dying when I met him.
Okay.
He couldn't keep an erection. He would have violent nosebleeds. And when he got a diagnosis, it was from exhaust because he was parking cars as a living.
Okay.
And so that's why I asked him those questions. And then I began to work on him, you know, the herbs and other foods and raw, vegan, live foods and
I just did everything the ancestors told me to do. His son had asthma. And so we pulled all the dairy out of him. And, we, you know, his mama wasn't allowed to smoke around him. And, you know, she started to see the difference in him and her. And accused me of screwing him. I said, well, first of all, that's not true. Sisters, we are interesting. You know, we have a narcissistic gaslighting.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, jealous kind of way that we deal with each other. Because we can't believe what we see.
Right.
We see
right.
it with our own eyes, but we don't believe it.
Right.
And so it really makes a difference what spiritual level you're on, and if you're clear about who you are and why we're here. A lot of us don't remember the promises we made when we were in our mentor trying to negotiate for a body. We don't
remember.
How you going to be here and live here and not know why you're here? I've always found that to be an enigma. I appreciate you like sweet breath. Thank you for being. And if you ever doubt what you do and how well you do it, if anything I can say, sure, you stay on this path you're on because we need you. Then just give me a call and say, Mama, what did you say? If you can't hear me on the energy and the life vibration, give me a call. I'll repeat it.
I will definitely be doing that because I am a 9-9 Virgo. And so, you know, we have to balance that scale between excellism and perfectionism. So I very well may be calling you talking about, Mama!
Virgo! I'm 4 planet Pisces. Pisces Sun, Rising, Mercury, and Venus.
Woo! So, yes, you understand me. Look, you understand what's wrong with me. I love it.
Oh,
yes,
bless your heart. I wouldn't say it like that, but
Thank you, Mama. Thank you so much.
I definitely see your reflection. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for the confirmation.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for coming on tonight. I needed every word that you said, so thank you.
And when you said retrograde, I was like, ah, no wonder, because I'm blind now, and I couldn't figure it out. I said, come on, what is up? What is going on?
Retrogrades have been ripping everybody's head. Yes, ma'am.
Lord have mercy. That's what it is. I'm good now.
Right. Now we know.
Comprehension is so important, you know. When you comprehend things, then you can deal with them. Even if you can't change them, you can handle them. You know, you can move through it. You handle the sacrifice. You handle the what you have to do without, and you know it's not permanent.
Yeah.
And so you can just move through it, and that's what you confirmed for me. Thank you so much.
Good thanks. Have a wonderful night, Mama. Thank you.
You too, sweetie. Bless you. I yield. Thanks, Bomani. Bomani.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome, Elder Mama Connie. You're welcome.
I had a challenge getting on tonight. I must have spent 45 minutes tapping the one until it finally triggered. So it was meant to be. I yield.
Okay. I appreciate it. Let me see. So I'm gonna have a little caller. What are your final thoughts? what you want to leave us with?
That we need to meditate. No matter what age, we have young ladies who are in there. They're in there with their mom. And what greater gift to give to your daughter than to teach her how to meditate so she can make better decisions? Same thing with our sons. So the brothers are welcome to bring their sons as well. Anyone that is interested in doing the meditation, sisters or brothers, the sisters meet on Friday morning and on Sunday morning. The brothers meet on Saturday night. So the sisters meet Eastern Standard Time, Friday mornings at 5:55 a.m. That is the number of drastic and dramatic change. And Sunday mornings at 7:07 a.m. And so that brings in that mystical energy of really being able to tap into the spirit world. The brothers meet at 8:08 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday night beginning December 3rd. So anyone that is interested in meditating, whether male or female, text your name and meditation to 770-861-9906, 770-861-9906, or on Facebook. Please text me your name on Facebook so I can add you to the group.
Sure, indeed. I actually have another question, sister. Okay, I was just thinking about what you were saying. Now, in regard to the meditation with the men and the women, is there room for the children to get involved, for the girls to get involved with the women, or the boys to get involved with the men, or that's something you're going to let you in the future, or that's something separate?
No, they can bring their sons and their daughters. You want to bring, because we're keeping everything light, you know, to start with.
Okay.
And once we start getting into heavier messages, I will let the parents know in advance. Next week, we're getting ready to, you know. And by that time, the parents will have enough of a skill set built with their children that their children can go ahead and start meditating on their own. The beautiful thing with children is once you start a habit like that and they start seeing benefits, they're going to beat you to it. You know, they're going to, I want to meditate before I go to bed. I want to meditate before I get ready to go to school, you know. And so they'll already have built up their own practice. What we're doing with the beginning stages is helping everybody to establish trust. Because that's one of the biggest challenges in our community. We don't trust one another. So as you build and establish trust, as you build and establish a safe and sacred space, then we can all heal together and stop hurting one another.
True indeed. So I appreciate that. You know, this information, may you reach the greatest heights possible, be the kind of best version of yourself, and accomplish all your endeavors. You know, if anyone has any loved one, social, current, anybody behind enemy line, please look into Georgia University. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram from Georgia University. We are currently working on a new website, but you can reach us at email with georgejackson71@gmail.com. Again, the George Jackson University 71@gmail.com. Long live resistance, long live New African Independent Movement, and become a greater version of yourself, educate, liberate, free the land. Peace.
Indeed.
So appreciate you, sister.
Indeed. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful.
You're welcome, sir. Anytime.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Peace.